Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Into the cap of the Diet Coke, and he screwed it on. And then, he dropped it and it didn't work the first time. And then he just slammed it and it went shooting into the neighbor's yard.
So the cap had to break? Is that what it is?
Something, whatever was in there. Seal, basically. They were sealed up in the top of it, and that force broke it and caused the Mentos to...
I'm apparently not very good at listening to things.
I didn't listen,
you,
I just
Well,
assumed.
You just got it, though. You were like, and I'm like, what?
Well, I still don't exactly know how it was done, but basically you could see that the pressure on the top of it forced whatever, wherever the Mentos were
Greg
into the
should be
coke.
Able to see it, right? It's on your Facebook, right, Abby?
On my Facebook. It's
yeah,
the
and they just shot this Diet Coke?
Diet Coke.
Yeah, it has to be Diet,
Diet Coke.
Coke
or Mentos. I'm sure Greg is very excited to see it.
It's pretty funny. Because at first it doesn't go off, and then it shoots off, and I'm like, I wanted to put a comment, and I'm like, all of Abby's really nice friends are going to think I'm this total crazy person because of all the comments I always leave on your stuff. But I was like, the only thing that would have made this better is if it shot off into that person's window, because the fucking thing...
It's like right through the window.
It went
the only thing that would have made this better is if it had killed a guy.
I'm like, what if it went right at the camera? That was the other thing. I was like, that thing is going. That is a fast rocket.
It was pretty insane.
Yeah.
That's cool.
There he is. There he is. He's
Yay.
Here.
There he is.
He's here. Oh, he's here.
She got really Good annoyed night. At the end. Oh, here. She
just realized the reality
curled.
Of the situation.
Yeah. Her lip totally curled. She was like, he's here.
He's here.
Why well, do you say things like now I'm not going to bring you any Easter candy.
Oh, were you going to? You weren't going
no,
to.
No, I wasn't
going
to bring you Easter candy. Yeah,
eating it all right now.
Got some Easter candy and whiskey.
Don't sit in front of our messy
Easter candy
closet.
And whiskey.
Rein us in, Dungeon Master. Dungeon Master.
What are we doing? It's
on theme.
Oh my...
Holiday music.
What?
This might be released at Christmas. We don't know.
Oh my god.
I can't hear this music right now. This is wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why wasn't there
it.
Ever an Easter Home Alone?
All right, let's
is
go.
Is there really an 11-month delay? For-
No.
What's going on?
No.
All right, fine. All right, let me do a...
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice. That wasn't a sound effect.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Here we are. Back at it again. On this. See, I was tempted to do an April Fool's Day episode.
Oh.
But unfortunately...
Yes. We're selling our house, and we're exhausted.
Well, also, this will come out in June or July.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
So it would just be for you all, and we wouldn't release it. Or you, I would have to undo another out of time. So, fuck you.
Who?
Who? All of you. Fuck all of you. And the listeners. Everybody but me.
Oh, whoa.
Because I had the idea, and I was like kind of amused. Oh, that would be fun. And then I didn't do anything.
It's okay. You've been yep. raking leaves and moving chicken coops all day.
All day.
Weekend.
So many coops.
Hanging.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh.
Having previously dealt with the monstrous vampire, Strahd von Zarovich, dread lord of the Valley of Barovia, the party then came up against the biggest enemy of all, intolerance. They eventually...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Racism.
That is the biggest enemy of all. You're
they
right.
They eventually left Kresk with its bigoted, clean-teethed residents behind and traipsed off into the wilderness in search of the den of werewolves and pantsless Nat.
Aww, he's dead.
Eventually...
so sad.
Eventually, they caught sight of a cave shaped like a wolf's mouth, and the crew marveled at the skill of the werewolf's decorator.
Oh, yeah.
A plan was developed to Little Lord Fauntleroy Eyes Slang.
Oh,
Little Lord Fauntleroy was still a guy at the end of the day. I think we went a step further with Lang, didn't we?
To draw out the child-snatching shapeshifters, but apparently he wasn't mouth-watering enough as the cave remained quiet.
Yeah.
Further investigation revealed a mostly empty lair and an unconscious hairy man surrounded by empty wine bottles and the bones of children. Lank decided to perform a science experiment. Hypothesis: the touch of silver will have a negative effect on the passed out man. He touched his silvered weapon to the hirsute stranger's flesh, and initiative was rolled.
Did I actually roll initiative? Did
I have no idea.
Did you write down our initiatives?
Yeah, nobody told me.
I don't
we just stopped
we
recording.
Did it. I think we did.
There was some weird some crisis. Somebody had to leave,
and,
then that was the end.
So,
let's do it again. Everybody gets an initiative re-roll.
All right.
16.
16 for Lank.
15 plus whatever it is. Let's just initiative. Call it 15. I don't want to go first.
What's Will got?
9.
9? Yeah. Will?
I rolled a 20.
Oh, good.
Oh, he rolled a 20. You know what that means? It takes a couple seconds for me to find this. It was actually pretty quick for me.
Yeah, it was. Good job.
Thanks. You're supposed to say, no, you're always Johnny on the spot.
No, you're
that.
Always Johnny on the plop, plop, plop.
There we go. Johnny on the plop, plop, plop. So, Lank, you touch your silvered weapon to the flesh of this man, and he goes,
oh.
And he looks like he's trying to get up.
Is that pain, or is that something else?
That's up to you to interpret. What would Lank think of that sound?
Probably take a step back, regardless.
Mike just goes, that's what she said. But it is Bathwack's turn to react. This man, it looks like he's trying to get to his feet. Looks like he is struggling. His eyes are still closed.
Can I grapple him?
You can do whatever you want. This is Dungeons & Dragons. You can try.
I'm going to try to grapple him.
All right, you have advantage.
Great. Wait, what do I do?
Advantage means you roll twice, and it's a strength check.
He's eating whiskey and candy, so you can't... Easter candy whiskey. He's eating it! He mixed it all together. It's a slushy.
Does he really have whiskey?
He said, I'm eating Easter candy and drinking whiskey.
Oh, he
and
did say that.
Invented the Easter candy whiskey slushy just now when I said eating his whiskey.
There is our ad.
There's our
it's not so much as of an ad as securing intellectual property rights.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Well,
it's because we're going to write the first jingle for it. No one else can touch it if we write a jingle.
Bum 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 bum.
Whiskey Easter candy.
Not sure that'll hold up in court.
It's like the drunk. It's a drunk.
It was like almost a sneeze. That's our motto. It's so good, it'll make you sneeze.
So what you got, Bathwack?
14.
And that was with advantage?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, God. Well, you still grapple him.
Oh,
sweet.
Because he's still asleep.
Well, he seems very sluggish. It looks like he's trying to get to his feet. Again, his eyes are still closed, and he's very slow moving.
He made that roar sound, right?
Slipping. He made that sound that I made. You
whatever,
can call it whatever you want to
call
it.
That sound
roar was. Sounds good. So yes, you have him grappled.
Great.
Is there anything else you would like to do?
I'll wait and see what Lank does.
Okay. Well, it's about time to find out because it's Lank's turn. Lank, tell Bathwack what you do.
Okay, so he's grappled?
He is grappled by Bathwack. It looks like he's struggling to try to get away, but it doesn't seem to be having much effect.
Is there any mark on his skin that's like, it burned him or something? Like, is there any indication that whether that was pain or him just waking up?
Yeah, you take your,
That's the noise he makes when he wakes up. That's amazing.
You think his skin maybe looks a little singed.
Oh, well, then I'm not going to poke him again. I'll just get ready. If he starts, if he's like getting out of Bathwack's grasp, I'll maul him. But...
All right. So you have ready in action with your silvered warhammer?
Well, yeah, not my maul, my silver warhammer.
Got it. Cool. So Lank is wound up. He's ready to go, but he's waiting. Rufina, what about you?
Oh, right. I have to do stuff.
Not necessarily. Rufina stands stock still. You're all amazed at how little she's doing.
She leans forward. Wait, where am I standing? Am I close enough to lean forward?
You tell me.
What do you mean?
Let's say, can I lean forward? Can I lean forward?
No.
I'm leaning forward.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. You're leaning forward.
And I'm not done. And,
right.
And I grab one of the hairs on his arms and I pull it out.
Ooh.
What?
He goes,
now we have more information.
And what have we learned?
That hurt him.
That his hair can be pulled out.
He's mortal.
He is squirming more viciously within Bathwack's grasp, but your grip is still holding fast, Sir Dragonborn Paladin.
You guys, the stuff growing on him is hair.
Thanks.
And Nick, he pulls out his newly acquired sun sword. Mm. He ignites the blade, and the cavern is filled with bright light. And he levels it at this man being held by Bathwack. And he like sets himself, and he looks around at you all and says, "What are we doing?" And it's Will's turn.
I feel like I'm still on my way to everyone. I was way behind everyone, so
I think when
I'm
this happened,
like creeping along,
I said that you got there. I think you had just gotten there.
Okay. Well, then.
So maybe you step in as this scene is developing.
Sure. Yeah. And you say that, and I'm like, "Yeah. What are we doing? Who is this stinky, hairy, drunk man that we're pointing a flaming sword at? What's going on?"
Just give us the pants, right?
Again, the pants are back in Vallaki.
Wait, are they?
I thought you took them.
They're for me to use with my dog. Remember?
I can't remember. Why didn't we bring them?
Did you bring the pants?
I took the pants because
regardless.
I was supposed to be able to use the dog to find him with the pants. That's why I asked for them.
Check your pack for the pants. Did we pack the pants?
The whereabouts of the pants are well known. They are in this previously established location.
My pack,
oh,
probably.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
You pack the pants in the pack.
Yep, the pants are in the pack.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to use a dog?
Yes, Bernard.
Yeah, it was my...
Wow, Bernard.
Yeah.
It was within the guise, the grandfather of Nat, who presented the pants, was under the assumption that Will was the Burgomaster of Vallaki.
And I
who was
to
well
give
known
him something to do.
For having two mastiffs
yeah.
with him. Yeah. At all times.
I wanted to give him something to do, to, like, go away, so we could go back to the house.
I thought you were, I was going to say give him a sense of purpose, so he feels a little better about...
I didn't care about his feelings.
Yeah, there we
go. It
was
more just about...
I was confused.
Get out of my face while I go and do something else, because this child is not the most important thing that's happening right now. And then everything else
So it was
happened.
Busy work.
So, right.
But you took the pants, and you thought them to be valuable, apparently, so you took them with you.
I took them because we were like, well, if we're going to find this kid... I mean, I do have a dog brother. Assuming he has the capabilities that a dog has, he's not a bloodhound, but he's a dog. He has better smell than I do. He doesn't smell better than I do. That's what it sounded like I just said. Not nearly as good.
I wonder if we should have started this whole engagement by having Bernard smell the pants.
Smell these pants! Oh, man. Well, if Bathwack's asking for the pants, I'll take them out because I'll be like, yeah, here, here you go. Pants.
Don't we have Pippa? Pippa could smell anything.
I'm not smelling those fucking things. Esmeralda is standing near the back of the cavern, and she has her arms crossed, and she's like, Bathwack, put the pressure on. Let's get some info out of this guy. That's not her voice.
No, it's not.
Bathwack, put some pressure on the guy. Let's get some information out of him. Don't you know? She doesn't say the last
what's
part.
Happening?
All right, I'm going to squeeze him harder.
Well, we'll see. It's not your turn yet.
Uh-oh.
But I do need you to make another strength check with advantage. He is going to try to squirm out of your grasp.
You're freaking kidding me. 13.
All right.
Bethpack's having a down day.
His efforts seem to be vigorous, yet not concerted. He's not effectively directing his strength towards escaping from your grasp. Seems confused. Also, he still hasn't opened his eyes.
What the fuck? It's so weird.
He's having a night terror.
And he, yeah. And he's like growling. He's making like these like guttural growling.
Is it a full moon, guys?
This is long ago! Now it's your turn.
He underwater?
Yeah. We're drowning him, by the way.
Can someone give me a status of the moon, or do I have to roll something for that?
Well, it was daylight when you entered the cave, and it has been very hard to observe celestial bodies having since arrived in Barovia.
Boy, you took a lot of words to say that. But yes, that's right.
Thank you.
And Rufina's dead.
No, put that's a compliment. Put that on the movie poster for our episode. He took a lot of words to say that. Abby. All right, so Bathwack, would you care to inform us what your actions on your turn are going to be presently?
Well, can I? I'm going to squeeze him harder. I don't care about the pants anymore now that I know he doesn't have them.
All right.
And Nat doesn't have them.
No, Will has them.
So I'm going to squeeze him harder, and I'm going to ask him where... I don't know, I'm just going to say, where's Nat?
Okay.
And he's probably asleep.
Roll an intimidation check.
Oh.
Do it! Yeah!
Do it.
Although I'm really rolling badly. Oh, 17.
Alright. So you apply the thumb screws, as it were, but the arm screws.
The squeezy screws.
The thumb squeezers.
I could, like, throttle him with my shield and then...
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Is that bad?
No.
Come on.
It was descriptive.
I'm not hurting him as much as Lank just did. And you did. Apparently you hurt him just as much as Lank.
I just pulled out a hair.
You touched him with a silver blade and you, like, ripped
all
his arm.
All I did was touch him. I didn't know. I was like, okay, this is an experiment.
Yeah. And then Riffy was like, I'm going to do an experiment of my own.
Causes this creature pain. And it did.
Stop fighting! You're all hurting me! You're all doing it!
Is that really what he says?
No.
Oh.
That was a joke.
Fools!
That was uttered for comedic effect, as it were.
Thank you for explaining it with a lot of words.
You're welcome. Your thankfulness is much appreciated.
Oh my goodness. It's going to last all night, I'm telling you right now. You will not give that one up.
A 3-hour episode.
Yep.
With 7 minutes of content.
Yep. All right, so you put the pressure on. You get that shield jammed up under his craw, and he goes, Nat, I don't know where Nat.
Of course he never knows. He doesn't know Nat. Why would it be that easy?
Lank.
I don't know. I mean, Bathwax sort of got him in hand. We could just start beating him up until he tells us what we want to know, but that seems kind of vicious.
Seems like something I would do. Sounds good. Do it, Lank.
How are you doing there, Bathwack?
I'm fine.
All right.
Wow, you took a lot of words to describe that.
I'm fine.
I'm going to stay wound up like a tightly coiled spring to smash him if he breaks free.
All right. Rufina.
What else do you want to ask?
Excuse
guy?
Me, sir. We are looking for a boy named Nat. He was taken by a werewolf. Are you a werewolf?
You're just asking him?
Yeah, am I allowed to ask him?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Why are you asking her if she's allowed?
I said if she's just asking him. I didn't know if you're also like poking him in the eye with a knitting needle or something like that.
It depends on his answer. No, I haven't done anything else, but I might step on his toe or pull out more arm hair. We'll see.
Yeah.
It depends on his answer.
All right, so what was the question again?
Are you a werewolf, and we are looking for a boy named Nat that was taken by a werewolf?
All right. He says... Just wait and see! You'll see him, I'm a werewolf!
Okay.
Okay, that sounds ominous.
Yep.
I'm gonna pull out more arm hair. I pluck another one.
I can't really smash him while Bathwax holding him, so.
Yes, you can. You're a trained
fighter.
Yeah,
you can, right?
Wait, I could hit him without hitting Bathwax?
Absolutely. Oh. This is your job. You're good at this.
Oh, well.
Greg maybe can't.
Wait.
I would strongly advise against.
If I have an action ready, does that mean I can take it in the middle of all this?
Yeah, if you want to change your mind, I mean, if he's
rolling around saying, "You just wait and see if I'm a werewolf," I'm going to take that as a, "Yeah, I'm kind of a werewolf," and I'm gonna say, "All right, well, then I'm going to have to smash you with this silver warhammer."
All right, go for it.
All right, that is 18 to hit.
All right, that is a hit,
and it does. I haven't the foggiest idea what I wrote down here. Did you ever send me that sheet?
Probably not.
Okay. Well then, what am I rolling? What am I rolling here to hit him?
A big email to everybody with.
I don't
the
know
weapons.
If the silver warhammer was in there or not.
Oh, I don't know.
That's it?
I'm
oh
yeah,
sure.
It might have not been because it was in a separate place.
Right.
Magic-y weaponies was the subject line.
I know I need to say this, but please edit this out.
Good. Cut.
Are we recording?
It's a one.
Oh,
yes,
shit.
We are.
Oh, good.
It's a 1d8.
April Fools.
Plus whatever your usual maul weapon is, plus an additional one because it's a plus one.
Okay. Oh, that would be 12.
Actually, hold on. Blank doesn't have a shield. You're probably doing this two-handed. It's actually a d10. My bad.
It's a d10.
Yeah.
Well, that
changes things.
That is. It's actually still 12.
Whoa! All right, so you finally have grown tired of this charade, and you unleash your dwarven thrower, your silvered warhammer, into the gut of this this creature, and he goes. Argh! You feel the head of your hammer sink deep into his flesh, definitely striking a solid hit. And he coughs a little bit afterwards. His attempts to escape are renewed with vigor.
You ready to start talking?
You ready to start dying?
Okay, now can I use my second action to hit him again?
Yeah, we'll just insert you into the order here.
That is 21 to hit.
Hit.
16.
Very similar result as the previous hit. Definitely a significant blow, and he does not like to be hit by this this implement of destruction. Then we go to Nick, who, taking a cue from Lank, is like, "No more werewolves in this business!" And he rolls to hit.
In this business?
Yep.
Nick, this isn't a business! This is a cave! What's going on with you?
This isn't a business, it's a cave.
And Nick's like, "Well, maybe we can sell some tchotchkes out of here once we clear it out." As his flaming sword drives into the shoulder of the werewolf. Flames lick up around it. It slides in like a knife through butter. But not butter that's been in the fridge for a long time. Butter that's been sitting out, and the knife has been slightly warmed.
I need some more details.
The flames are a light orange. They're the color of the sun as it sets on a crisp autumn day.
I fell asleep.
Okay. She's gone. All right. Let's get down to the real game, guys. Abby's out of here. The game that we usually play between 11 o'clock and 11:30. All right, your spaceship is hurtling through the voids. Mercury is disappearing behind the sun on your left.
Guys, this sounds fun. I'll do it while I'm asleep.
Will, it's your turn.
All right. I'm like, "This cave is not an ideal setting for a business, Nick."
Wait, no, we're on the spaceship, remember?
We're not going to sell tchotchkes out of it.
We're still on this.
I mean, I don't have any silver or anything. I think he's also freaked out that there might be someone creeping up on us. So I think he shouts something like, yeah, talk, because these guys are huge and they're going to kill you really quickly. You can't even move. Do you have any buddies headed this way? Or we killed a bunch of werewolves before. So, you know, were they them?
Roll an intimidation check.
I'm not even trying to be intimidating.
What are you trying to be? Persuasive?
Persuasive.
All right, roll a persuasion check then. God.
11.
Okay. He looks at you. The hard edge of Bathwax's shield is still jammed up into his throat area.
Mm-hmm.
His shoulder is just now smoldering after being stabbed by the sun sword wielded by Nick. It looks like he's coughed up a little bit of blood after being thudded in his stomach twice by a silvered warhammer.
Yeah.
He grits his teeth. You see his eyes glow orangey-yellow for a second.
Oh, shit.
Just like the setting sun during a crisp autumn evening. Abby's asleep again, and the sun is gleaming in your rear window as your spaceship blasts off towards the Orion constellation nebula. No, you see his eyes glow orange for a moment. His face sprouts an incredible amount of hair. And then his shoulders slump. And he stops struggling entirely, Bathwack.
Does he still have the hair? Is he just hairy and sad now?
No, the hair fades away slowly. It's almost as like it melts.
Ew,
like it's
really?
Like melting, like melting wax, but then it's just gone. Like there's no like it's not like residue or anything.
That's weird.
Thanks.
What the fuck? It's the setting sun. It looks like the setting sun. Crisp autumn.
Just
day.
Imagine yourself in a Yankee Candle store.
In a cave.
We're in a cave.
Yep.
Yes, there's our business.
You've picked up the autumn sunset candle.
All up in my business.
You tip it to the side. The wax begins to drip out, and then it's as if it never existed. Wow. That's what
and
it looks like.
And there's hair stuck in it.
Yeah, and there's hair there.
You pick up the burning hair scented candle.
Guys, we should write poetry. This is all great.
Yes. We've missed our calling.
Oh, man. Okay, he slumps.
So, yes, he looks defeated, and he says, ugh.
Wait, he's still talking?
I'm the only one left.
Aww.
They're all gone. They never came back.
From where? Tell us.
They're out hunting.
Oh yeah, we killed them. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
His eyes widen. You killed them?
You're badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. He realized.
I love little Rafina saying it. Yeah, we're badass.
He realized he's still holding the bone that he had been clutching in his hand when you came across him. And he chucks it away and he's like, I had nothing to do with what they were doing. They told me to stay behind and watch the cave.
Except you're eating bones, so you...
But no! No, these were here. Those fiends, they did that. I've just been... I'm left all alone and drowning my sorrows in this wine. That's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing.
Are you a vegetarian vampire, werewolf?
Vampire, where? I'm no vampire.
You must be a vegetarian, though, if you're not eating all the million bones that are surrounding you. Bullshit.
No, I hunt my deer and... things! That's what I eat!
You hunt your deer?
Deer, etc.
Children are included in the etc., but I don't have to say that if I say etc.
Yeah, we're out of initiative, so you all can feel free to act as you would like.
Act about the cabin?
Yes.
What do you do with the human children you steal?
The others, They try to get the good ones to be one of us, increase the not flock, not herd, pack!
Are you geese? We're geese. All right, good ones. Well, we didn't see any children werewolves, so you must not have found any good ones, huh?
Or are they instantly adults?
Yeah, do they also turn into fully grown humans?
They have to grow up and become members of the pack. It's been slim pickings, and sometimes the crazier ones, they get mad and they kill them and eat them, but not me! Nope, I don't do that.
Alright, zone of truth, Bathwack, or just kill him, guys, because this guy's a fucking werewolf, so you know.
He hasn't told us where they keep them.
Oh, yeah. Are there any children alive? Are there any alive children left? Because probably not, but you gotta ask, and then we can get out of here after we kill you, okay? So just tell us.
Alright, everybody roll an insight check.
Oh. Is he not? Insight. He's That's not wearing any pants! 19.
13.
All right, 17.
4.
All right. Everybody but Bathwack, presumably because he can't see his face, him, his eyes open even wider than they had before. He darts around, and then he looks. What's the direction that people look when they're lying?
You've said this before.
Up left, down right, down left, up right. One of those.
He looks in all directions.
Yep.
He looks at the lying quadrant.
Yeah, the lying quadrant.
Yep. And he says, there's none left. They're all gone.
I think you're lying, and I grab a fistful of his arm hair and
yank
it out.
No! Ah! Okay, there's one left. I was told to guard him with my life. I don't know if they were gonna be back. It's been so long. I don't think they will, but they'll kill and eat me. I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry. It's back there.
And he gestures off to the left. There's a tunnel that leads back that way. You can see more flickering torchlight.
I'll go check.
Yeah, this sounds ridiculous. What are you feeding him? Where goose?
Whatever we can scavenge, deer, etc.
Deer.
Are there deer around here?
Why does he keep calling him deer? I don't understand. Does he like him or not?
Lank head down the...
Lank, are you going to go that way? Yep. Okay.
Or, what's his face?
You head that way, and Esmeralda says, assuming there aren't any more, in here, I think I might head back to the cave mouth to make sure that there aren't any more heading our way.
Right.
Just to guard that side of things.
Yeah.
All right. So she heads back that way.
That's what I wanted to do.
She gives you a high five.
Right. She knows what she's doing.
You stay here, Will.
I'll come with you.
No, it's fine. I've got this. And she heads off that way. And Lank, you head down the tunnel there. So, you head down the way he instructed you to go. To your left, as you go out of his alcove, you see another alcove. Looks like another sleeping chamber. You see in the corner what looks like an askew pile of knee pads.
And a skew pile of knee pads.
And then the cutoffs.
Yeah, hey. Some cutoffs.
You don't see any cutoffs.
Oh no. They were wearing the last pairs when we killed them.
We should have taken them off of the corpses. We could have
You didn't. That was a missed opportunity. You must assume they've been scavenged at this point.
I'm sure somebody wanted all those cutoffs, yeah.
Someone could scent it on the air. Available cutoffs.
Available.
They came all the way from the village of Barovia. That's far away, guys. That's the forest settlement. Furthest. Forest. That's the furthest.
Forest.
That's the forest settlement.
Oh, God.
No, that was Kresk. Kresk was kind of a forest settlement.
Hmm.
My joke was that the village of Barovia was the furthest settlement from where you defeated the werewolves. So that's why it was funny someone would come all that way
just
for a pair of cutoffs. And they were able to somehow tell.
I don't get it. Okay.
Well, Abby, let's see.
Let's explain it, please.
You also notice, Lank, at the back of the cave, there is a curtain that seems to be made of some sort of flesh.
Ew.
Stitched together.
What?
But you don't see any gnat or child or anything like that in this. It looks like just another chamber for people to sleep.
Wait, is that so? I've already gone through the flesh wall.
Well, no, that's up to you. You could go, I mean, it's a, you see a curtain at the back of it. There's a way to go continuing on past this little alcove.
I think I would smack it down. I'm not going to touch it, but, you know, cut it down.
I'm assuming you use your halberd to get as far away as possible.
As
since
far
it's,
away. Yeah,
as far, further away as possible.
Yeah, so I can do it from the forest.
Right, exactly. For the forest settlement.
God, what the hell is happening? What is happening?
That's like the motto of our podcast.
What is happening?
What is happening?
All right. You cut down this curtain, this abhorrent, despicable flesh curtain.
Like human and, flesh?
Maybe.
Just tell us.
Lick it.
Ew!
Ew. No!
That's the only way to find out.
Well,
also, check your mailbox. I've sent you an actual sample, Greg, of what this curtain is made of. You have to lick it, and then I will tell you what it's made of.
I seriously checked my email. I thought you emailed us something.
A flesh sample. Yeah. Check the attachment. I had to keep it under 25 megs so it would go through. It was hard.
Aww.
All right. Behind this ghastly curtain, you see a 10-foot-high, 10-foot-wide tunnel with rough-hewn stairs leading up.
What the... Oh, for crying out loud. What, it's like a secret?
Yeah, I mean, the curtain didn't look like something that was... It wasn't, like, slit down the middle where you could... Like, it wasn't like a beaded flesh curtain. It was a...
Let me stop saying the words flesh curtain.
I should have. We should have been doing that on Valentine's Day. You're right.
Lang's gonna shout back to Nick. If Bathwack has the guy under control, could you come over here?
Nick looks at you, Bathwack, and he is like, looks like he's about to ask, and he's like, and he just gives you a knowing nod. He knows you've got this under control, and he says, "On my way, Lang." He shunk. Sheathes his sun sword and he trots after after Lank. What are the rest of you doing? Questions.
Well, if Nick and Lank are gone and it's just me and Rafina and Bathwack, shit.
Will's like, wait, I don't want to be in either place.
Right, exactly. I'm like,
you for a second have hope that like, oh, maybe a preferable situation.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's all bad.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm just eyeing Bathwack to make sure he's really holding on to this guy, because as soon as he lets go, I'm flying out of this cave. I still have fly cast, so it lasts for an hour.
It hasn't been an hour.
It has not been an hour.
Are you like just a couple inches off the ground just to be cool?
Yeah. No, wow. I'm not. That's no. No.
But actually, yes.
Actually, I'm outside the cave flying 50 feet above the ground.
So, Rafina, should we let this guy go or...
No!
Put him out of his misery, or just like leave him here with Will.
I don't like the cut of his jibe. Wait, is that what you say?
His
or
jibe?
His jeans? His jeans?
His jib? I don't like the cut of his
hem. His Levi's.
His sailboat.
I don't like the cut of your jib, man. Or something.
Yeah.
Right?
He looks confused, but also like hangs his head a little bit. He's like, "Oh, okay."
He knows. He knows what's wrong with his jib.
Maybe we could tie him up.
I don't know what that means.
Do werewolves escape from ropes easily? Will asks out loud. I don't know anything about werewolves, really.
Yes, they can escape very easily from ropes.
Well, shit, Rafina, let's leave, and Bathwack can handle this guy. We'll leave, go out of the cave.
I feel like his shell will crack at some point. We should not leave him exposed to this werewolf. Werewolves eat turtle soup.
Apparently this one only eats deer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have caught a turtle on occasion. Is that bad? I've eaten turtle. I admit it. Sorry.
That's a weird thing to admit while you're strangling, being strangled by a turtle.
Yeah.
He is thoroughly cowed.
Aw.
He's cowed, huh?
Mm-hmm. Never eaten a cow! Never eaten a cow!
I feel a little sorry for you.
Should we just let him go?
No! he's a werewolf. He's gonna kill people. That's what he said. He was chewing on these bones. You guys, are you gonna believe what he's saying? Look at all these bones around him. You think he's laying in a pile of human bones?
I told you, I didn't do this.
But you chose to lay in them, so you're at least okay with it.
They make me. This is my bedroom.
They make you lay in the
bones. They put the bones in here.
This is all
ridiculous. They think it'll make me like it. It doesn't.
That's whack. If you want to let him go, you got to cast Zone of Truth or something. I don't know what it's called, but you got to do the thing where you make me tell the truth, or you try to, you big turtle dick. You gotta cast that on him and make sure he's a vegetarian or whatever the hell he's saying.
What if
all right, great. Let's cast Zone of Truth. Let's make the radius wide enough to catch whittling it by accident. Done.
No! Pass.
This is a small cavern. Everybody's in it.
Oh, shit. Do you really do that?
Oh, yeah. You just encouraged me.
He's
okay. I didn't realize Will suddenly is like, oh,
it's God. Like, that's a great idea, Will.
Here we go.
And it's done.
So it's
charisma saving.
Do I know? Am I under the Zone of Truth too?
You have to cast. Well, I mean, it's up to.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'll put you all in it.
Check out this role.
We're all standing next to each other, right?
Everybody's definitely well within this. The range of your zone.
Yeah, good.
Lank's not.
No, Lank and Nick are not. Anybody in the cavern still, which are Rafina, Will, and this guy.
And Pippa.
Oh, and Pippa, yep. And Bernard. We're all within the zone.
Oh, yeah.
The zone of truth. I'm here. Oh, yeah, we're also... I forgot to mention this in the recap. We're recreating or making another installment of Planet Earth.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's still continuing.
Oh, good. That is the whole purpose.
So, yes, it is a charisma saving throw versus Bathwack spell save DC.
Okay, 14. Okay.
Check out my roll.
Now, Bathwack, do they automatically get that +3, or do you choose to grant it to them or not?
That's a great question. I was just wondering myself. If I have some choice, I will rescind it.
Selectively.
I got 19 plus 1, which is 20.
Come on.
I rolled a natural 20.
No. One time.
That's why I'm serious. I was like, look at this roll. It's been sitting here. I'm like, look at this right there.
Yep.
All right. Well, it doesn't matter whether or not you get the saving throws.
Nope. So you know, because the spell says you know, that Rafina and Will have both saved against your zone of truth, and this person you're holding has not saved against
your
zone. Well, that's good at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Will, ask your
questions. Down the corridor. I sense something went right.
What did you do? What happened? No!
What? Is he? Oh, so he has to tell the truth now?
Yeah, and he knows it.
Yes, I do!
Do you eat kids?
He just stares at you. Yes!
Oh, see, kill him. Bathwack, just kill him.
Do you enjoy it?
So tasty!
Yeah. So, tell us where the kid is. Is there really an alive child?
There's
or
one left!
Where is he?
The way I told him to go. I didn't lie about that.
Is he wearing pants?
Is he wearing pants?
He looks confused. Yes!
Are you wearing pants?
He rips them off. No!
I think that was basically the answer we needed to know. So unfortunately, if you want to do it humanely or whatever, I think this guy's got to die. Right, Bathwack? So I guess we should find the kid first. We should wait to hear from Lank. Lank!
Yes?
Have you found him yet?
I'm assuming Nick has gotten to me at this point. I didn't go 4 miles.
Well, let's cut back to Lank and Nick. Nick trots up eagerly, Lank.
Eagerly.
He looks like an eagle.
And a crow.
I've discovered what may be, I discovered through totally disgusting means, gesturing at the heap of flesh on the floor now.
Ew.
Yeah, I know, right? There's this rough-hewn stairway. This may be another way in and out of the cave, and I didn't want to go past it in case... He's lying, and they come back through this secret meat wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you could cover this. I'm going to go see if I can find Nat.
Okay. Okay. I'll stay here. Or should I go up? Should I see where it goes? Or
Stay here.
Right.
Then if we need to go up, let's go up together so that if there are creatures up there, we're not going in alone.
He pulls out his sun sword and lights it again. Sunlight fills the cave, and he says, "No creature shall pass this point."
It's impressive every time you do that.
And he turns, and he has the most ready pose you've ever seen, the blade pointed up the staircase.
I will be right back. I'm going to move on down the hallway.
All right, he doesn't even look at you. He is looking directly up that staircase.
But also check the sides of you, dumbass! Just up the staircase. Won't look anywhere else. God.
All right. So, Lank, you continue on, back out the alcove, and very soon, not very far at all. Oh, wait, we're going to take a break, because Katie had to get up for a second.
We're taking a break?
She might just be right back, I don't know.
I found the loophole, by the way.
What loophole?
The aura of protection loophole.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next time I cast Zone of Truth, and I'm worried that Will might save.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, Will's coming back. I mean, Katie's coming back.
She hasn't plugged her headphones in. Hurry, quick. I'm not kidding. They're not plugged in. It's going to take her a second.
I must be conscious. So I'll cast Zone of Truth and immediately knock myself out.
Damn it. I can't plug him in. I'm back.
What? We weren't talking about you.
What happened?
Nothing.
Aww.
So, Lank, you soon find yourself approaching a set of rough-hewn stairs leading down just a few steps, sort of like a sunken living room kind of feel, to a torchlit cave. Within the cave, you see that it holds 6 wooden cages, 5 of which stand empty, the 6th of which has its lid held shut with heavy rocks on top of it. This cage holds a single, what looks to be frightened child.
Aww.
Male child. Looks like maybe he heard your approach. And he is grasping the bars and looking up the stairs at you at the top. Between the sort of splitting the cages 3 and 3, you can see a crude wooden statue. It bears the rough likeness of a wolf-headed woman draped in garlands of vines and night flowers. Piled around the statue's base is an incredible amount of treasure.
Whoa!
Behind the statue, 2 maggot-ridden corpses hang from iron shackles bolted to the wall.
Oh my god.
They do seem to be adult corpses.
Nah, right, who cares?
Yeah, that really helps.
No cheap punches this time. They're just regular dead
Thank
people.
Thank goodness, they're just dead adults.
They're of age. They could legally have sex with each other, so...
If they weren't dead.
If they weren't dead.
The maggots can legally have sex with each
right.
other.
And then looks like maybe mounted to the wall above them, the cave wall, sort of centered above the statue and between these corpses, is a humongous, what appears to be life-size and therefore probably real, unless you get close to it and find that it's plaster of Paris. I should actually say what I'm describing.
This is a long description.
You're welcome, Abby.
It was a Yankee Candle.
Yankee Candle Store. No, a dragon skull.
A dragon skull.
We're getting to actual dragons now, guys.
Yay!
All right, first things first. I should probably extract the kid.
All right, so you're going to enter the cave
first
and go down the
first,
stairs.
Let me go to the treasure.
I'm not Will, but I know how to get Will down here in a hurry.
Drag him, right, Bathwack?
Yeah.
Actually, Lank's going to do a little experiment since we're in experimental mode with the, touching someone with the silver warhammer.
Second science experiment.
The second science experiment is Lank's going to stand at the bottom of the stairs and say not whisper, but at a low voice, is like, "My goodness, look at how much treasure there is in this room," and wait and see if he hears Will sprinting down the hallway to come.
So you're gonna gonna descend into the cave and then whisper this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Before you get a chance to whisper, just so you know.
Oh no.
Boy. As you descend the stairs, roll a wisdom check.
Well, this is not going to
wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw.
Yes.
All right, that would be 19. I don't think I've ever rolled a wisdom saving throw that good.
Okay. Yay!
You step foot at the base of the stairs in the room. You feel sleepy for just a moment.
Uh-oh.
But then you shake it off. As you do, and you look around, again, this is a torchlit cavern, so it's you know, not like a bright sunlit room by any means. So there's lots of areas of shadow and darkness. And as you perceive these areas within the room, you feel that they're almost like tangible to you, but not in like a creepy way or like a bad, ominous, menacing way, but more in a comforting or a intriguing way. You feel like you would be able to very stealthily move through dark areas, especially at night.
What's going on?
Just by walking in.
Maybe.
Mm. I'd be inclined to, well, no, I think I would be more on my guard with feeling slightly sleepy and then feeling other things, so can I do an investigation?
Sure. Go ahead and roll it and tell me what you're investigating.
Wait a second, I don't know why I would even, but I think I'm just going to look around, because I wouldn't, even if something was standing there that said, this is a magic item, Lank wouldn't know that. I have no magic perception at all. Right. Ooh, so, oh, wait a second though, I do have my wand of secrets.
You do?
I'm gonna wand the room.
You're gonna waggle it around?
Yep. I'm gonna take out my thing and spin it all over the place and see if anything comes out.
That's disgusting.
Better or worse than the meat curtains?
It's all gross.
Yeah, there's no flesh curtains to waggle your thing at, so. All right. So yes, to remind you, your wand allows you to detect secret doors or traps within 30 feet of you. And that would certainly encompass this room.
Okay.
So you waggle it, and you get nothing.
Hmm.
Shit. All right. Then, since that's pretty much all that I would know how to... I can't do magic inspections or anything like that. I'm going to go try to get the kid out of the cage.
All right. So you head over to the cage. It's the one on the furthest right. It would take some... you would basically need to lift the... It's the door opens on the top. There's no door in the side of it. It's a lid. So you'd have to get those rocks off of the top of the cage.
Okay, then I'll jump up and start rolling them off onto the ground.
All right. So Lank is doing that. We'll cut back to the room before. And didn't someone call out to Lank? Was that Will?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
Have you found him yet?
All right. You get no response.
Hmm. All right, so here's the thing. Asshole.
Are you talking to Bathway?
Yep. Better keep holding on to this werewolf. No. He's like, here's the thing. We didn't hear anything from our friend who's looking for the kid. Are there any other of your friends around? Were you telling the truth before or not?
They never came back. I didn't see anyone. I'm the last one.
How many are here? How many werewolves are in your clan or whatever you call yourselves?
Well, there's me. There's
Tony.
Six others. Six others, and then there were eight kids. There's not eight anymore. There's one.
You ate them. Get it?
Waka waka.
7, 8, 9.
So you ate seven kids? That's disgusting.
Yes, but no, it was good.
All right.
Not disgusting. Yummy and right.
Nope, shut up.
tender meat.
Okay, Bathwick, can you, like, knock him out? Is there a way to, like...
Wait, do we want to ask him anything else before we do whatever we're going to do?
Well, he says, so there weren't other bad guys. We don't have to worry about that.
What else is in this cave?
There's the entrance. It splits two ways. There's a little guard post there. I should have been there. I was back here eating and getting drunk. You go to the right, there's a pool with the cut above it, and up on the shelf there, there's crates full of clothes for us to hide around and change into if we need to sneak around like normal people. Go to the left, there's a big cavern that goes up, there's some twisty-turny places, there's a couple alcoves for sleeping. One of them has a flesh curtain behind which the stairs go up to the place where we make the kids fight each other. There's the treasure room where they keep the kids, and there's the statue and the dragon skull and the treasure's cursed.
The treasure's cursed.
Oh, the treasure is cursed.
Treasure, interesting.
We sent our friend down there to find a kid. Cursed treasure, but, you know, hey, interesting about that treasure,
interesting.
Right?
Wait, treasure's cursed. What does that mean? And you make kids fight each other? Tell me about this.
Yeah,
I might use it in my town. Just kidding.
Seriously, nobody's thinking of going and warning Lankfithers.
Well, I'm asking what the what does that mean? Treasure curse. What does that mean? Quickly.
The treasure belongs to Mother Night.
What?
It's hers. Oh. If you take it away, then you are one of the night. The sunlight, it hurts you. You can't be out during the day. No one survives if you take it out, and you get hurt when you're outside.
You're a vampire?
Huh?
Okay, Lank! Don't look at the treasure. Don't touch it.
As you're yelling, he's answering your other question. Yeah, we make the kids fight. That's how you tell who's the strongest one. The kid kills the other kid. That one's the better one. And you keep on going.
Oh, my God.
We had a good stock here. We were about to start another round. It would have been good. But I was glad we didn't get to. I like them live and fresh when I eat them.
Ew.
So why don't we send Rafina...
I'm already going.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Rafina is on her way out the door.
And Will and I will take care of this.
Oh, best friends forever, fighting werewolves together.
Oh, I would have done this sooner if I knew we had a theme song.
Oh, you know we have a theme song.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.